Helicopter crash.
Hello, this is your helicopter crash podcast with your host Rashad Ibrahim, aka Garrett Water, and your other host Christopher
Hernandez.
Today, your other host Donnell King, Puffy the Popper, will not be here since he is at a Christmas tree where he got stuck at a Rutter's.
No, you got stuck in a sheet. Okay, but I don't know why Chris is talking like, you know, like it's 2002 and the Great Depression. No, it's like 1943 and the Great Depression. I was thinking about the Obama Great Depression.
Yo, today's podcast, I'm going to brag about how I got my first polo gear.
Oh my God. Literally, Chris got his first polo jacket and doesn't know how to act. Okay, Chris, take it off.
I got a polo shirt with a little bear on it. A thermal, and I got a polo, a jacket, and do you know that? Okay.
Do they know that? It sounds so weird with just two people here.
Okay, yeah.
I know, it's crazy.
It was weird. It's crazy.
Without her. Without Puffy the Popper.
I know, he's so loud.
I know.
But, so, I was off the outlets.
Okay, he was at the outlets for, like, the first time in his life.
Yeah, I know. I'm a poor kid. Yo, so, what are we going to talk about today, Rochelle? Take it away.
Okay, I think today we should talk about the middle school guys. How are you doing? Because, like, now it's kind of relatable because Dono doesn't go to the middle school. And usually when we have guests on, our events are sparked by either something that has to do with the guest, and we never talk about the middle school. But...
Me and Chris both
go to the middle school. He's in 7th grade and I'm in 8th grade. Since we don't have any 6th grade viewers, it doesn't matter. But anyways.
No, we do. We definitely do. Nuh-uh. There has to be a 6th grade viewer.
Why are you saying this like we're having a normal conversation? I don't think there's a 6th grade viewer. If you're a 6th grade viewer, then turn off the podcast. I don't want you to be listed as one of our views. But you are not our demographic.
I hope you die. He's like, nah.
Chris.
Okay. No, please.
Okay,
no.
But...
Don't kill yourself.
Don't kill yourself. Yet. Because you're suffering. Why didn't you... Shout out
Did
to...
Did you hear about that I'm J Station stuff?
No.
He's faking views of his dead girlfriend.
He's fucking... He what?
So, he claims that he has a dead girlfriend. Like, his girlfriend died, even though she didn't.
His ex-girlfriend?
No. I don't know if it'd be his ex, since she's dead.
Well, is she dead?
Probably not. Because there's no morgue report, there's no hospital, there's nothing saying that she did. And he's using her for clickbait views. He made a video crying that's like 4 minutes long, and he just made a new video doing the Ouija board.
He did not make an Ouija board with his dead girlfriend.
I'll look it up.
Well, Chris, what if he just misses his dead girlfriend?
I don't believe that she's dead.
What, just because the Ouija board videos you've been making?
No, I just don't believe she's dead.
Why? Why do you believe she's dead,
Look
Chris?
At the newest video.
Dead girlfriend Ouija board challenge at 3 a.m. Gone wrong. Does J Station still even have a following?
Well, he has 5.43 million.
5.43 million. What, subscribers?
Yeah.
Of course he's still going to keep his subscribers, but they still get views?
Like, his average video I'm looking at, it gets like 100,000. It's just all kids, though. Of course. Soon his demographic will be going down.
Because you are a kid. We're kids. What do you mean?
No, I mean like little, like infants, toddlers.
What?
Just starting out children.
No, like... Probably middle schoolers.
I don't believe so.
Probably, Chris, just because you think of yourself over the average California middle schooler.
I don't think of myself like that. Okay.
Well, so you don't think you're better than any like 6th grade Jake Paul fan?
I definitely think I'm better than a 6th
exactly.
grader.
And that's the type.
Don't get that wrong.
Well, Chris grabs the phone one more time. I'll slide him. Because now you're going to make the audio garbage. Oh, my God. Bruh. Okay.
So, how do you see yourself in the middle school? Like, right now? How do you see yourself?
You go first, Chris. Because I think people... Well, I don't already know. But we need to hear yours.
Okay. So, as most people know, I came from Stilton. And
he did come from Stilton. Yes, he did.
And it was like... So, ending Stilton... I was, like, mediocre popular. Okay. I hung with the nerds, but I also hung with the popular kids.
Okay.
And I found myself starting sixth grade,
okay,
gravitating towards the nerds, the unpopular kids, the weirdos that you try to find.
Okay.
Yeah. I still wouldn't hang out with the real weirdos.
Okay.
But I didn't find myself ever talking to a popular kid.
Okay. Fair enough.
And then I feel like recently, I got out that community as soon as I figured out like half the shit.
Shout out to all the 7th graders listening to it, and the 8th graders too.
Yo.
The 7th graders are listening to can prove or disprove this. I'm not in Chris's grade, but I believe him somewhat. I believe Chris.
I don't believe I'm popular at all. I don't.
Yeah, I feel like Chris is. Like, Chris just be capping. I feel like he's just too scared to brag about it to the point where we're just like, yo, Chris, shut up. You have no clout. Clout is such a cringy word. I honestly cannot.
How do you view yourself, actually?
I mean, people know my name. I'll just say that. I don't know why Chris is smirking at me right now.
I'm thinking of the stuff you said earlier today.
Like what?
Nothing.
Chris, I honestly don't know what you're talking about.
Nothing.
I swear to God, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. But, like, okay. Who do you, like, look above? Like, who do you, like, look at and be like, I'm better than that person? Or do you ever see someone like that?
See, you have to be an asshole type of person to think you're better than someone. I mean, I know you're in 7th grade, but, like, none of us are better than people. We just see ourselves
as... Yeah, that's true. But do you see yourself... I don't want to use the word better. But do you see yourself... Better liked, or just like you would never talk to that person.
Wait, who's that person? Like the
weirdos. Like you would look at them and be like, I would never talk to them.
No, I mean no. We just okay. It's weird, Chris. There's no such thing as a particular weird. Everybody talks to everybody. I'd like to say, but not really. It's hard to explain.
Different people view different people as weird.
We view people as weird.
Some people,
but we won't like go out of our way to be like, I'm not talking to you because you're weird.
Some people will, like, and I know definitely some of the eighth graders listening to this look down on Tony, but I know some of the eighth graders also listening to this don't.
Okay, let's talk about Tony. No jokes.
Tony, I know you're listening to this.
Yeah. Okay.
We were going to have you as a guest.
We were going to have you as a guest, Tony. Well, okay, Tony. I don't know how to explain it, Tony. Like, me and Tony, we're chill. We're friends. We're good friends. Like, I'm good friends with Tony. He's in, like, county course with me. I'm chill with him. But, like, some people, I feel y'all just be
Can we talk about, like,
I want to
pause this conversation. Let's go back to the day. We got our goblins and ghouls.
Actually, I want to talk about theater for like 20 minutes here.
Talk about it.
No, we gotta. I literally am going.
Let's finish this conversation.
This monologue talking about Tony. But like, I feel you guys bully Tony sometimes, and that's kind of messed up. Like, I ain't even joking.
Tony, you're on my bus stop. You're pretty chill.
Like, just because he might be annoying sometimes, he might be doing things, doesn't mean you have to just hate on him. Like, I know there are certain things about him that might be unlikable, but, like, y'all be treating him like he's a, like...
Like he's another being.
Like,
yeah. Like, he's an alien.
I know we just troll him all the time. I mean, trolling's a different story.
Like, trolling, like...
We all be all trolling each other.
In the group chat where May plays Speaking Tony... Speaking
of, Mayor messed up for that, my dude.
I don't even know who you are, but that was... Messed up but funny.
Yeah.
You play Tony like a fiddle.
Like, you really play Tony like that.
And that's messed up, but that's also funny.
Yeah. Okay, but, like, Tony, you're an amazing... you got talents. You're smart, Tony. But some people, I feel like... I ain't even trolling right now. Like, I'm being fully serious. Some people just be messing around. Like, too much with you, Tony. And, Tony, I'm gonna say it right here on the podcast. Some people think... You have, like, school shooter tendencies, or you act like a school shooter just because of how fast mad you are. And people don't understand That's just how you are. I'm not even trolling for
the
racks. No, a lot
of people are like that in the real world. Like, I hate to say the real word.
Well, yeah, we're living in the real world.
Yeah, but in the real world, people get easily tempered. Yeah. And are they school shooters? No. Like, people that are famous get easily tempered. I bet
are you just saying that because all them TMZ videos of Kanye? Yo, why'd you show up at my house at 3 a.m.? I am eating my breakfast. What is you doing? I see. Wait, opens the garage. Bro, why are you outside of my garage at 4 a.m.? No. Let a person be a person. Let you mosquito bugs. No,
I remember seeing a TMZ video. They're like, it's dark out. It's in the morning. They're just like, what's up, Kanye? Kanye says, shut the fuck up.
Oh, you mosquitoes, my boss. Boom.
Like, I hate people do that. But I feel like it's...
I mean, TMZ doing that, people to get paid. What you mean?
It's almost their right. Because if we blow up, I don't want to have TMZ coming to my house 3 in the morning while I'm trying to eat breakfast.
I'm trying to eat breakfast at 3
like,
in the morning.
Shut the fuck up. Like, I'm trying to be me.
Let mosquitoes.
Like a person be a person. That's why Kanye's living on a farm making gospel music.
I mean, nah, he just got rejuvenated. But, like, anyways, back to Tony. You guys just need to chill. Like, bro, listen, I'm not even trolling. I know a lot of y'all think probably I'm trolling by my tone. But I'm being fully serious. And to you guys who know what happened on Friday, we ain't going to talk about that. But, like, it's something you don't know about it, Chris. You don't know about it. I'll tell you later. But it's alleged. It's alleged. I think it's a troll.
Did he say the bad word? I don't want to say the word.
I'm going to put out there for disclosure. Tony did not say the N-word, so you cannot hold me accountable to claiming anything against Tony because he didn't.
Yeah,
I'm going to just say
story.
He did not.
I know the story.
Yes.
That's messed up if you claim he did. Because sometimes people do claim stuff about
No, because, like, he said, he, like, made his... Okay, mm-hmm. I'll do it from the noise right there. He said, like, you know how you say, that's some mm-hmm. good food. Okay, you know what he did? Okay, mm-hmm. I was like, "Hey, the exact words I said is, "Ayo, Tony, how you doing on this fine evening?" It was, like, in the middle of mm-hmm. a study hall where we were just talking and shit. And Tony, like, goes... but he finishes the with like a long N noise, and so since you're doing a long N noise, it rolls off an I. So he did see like good. He said good, like good. I'm good. I'm good. See,
it does sound like that, but I know like.
And of course, it's Tony. It's you're getting yammed.
You're getting yammed, but like, say if a popper kid do that. Nobody would be accusing him.
No, because...
Also, I want to roll into something else. Let's talk about
how... No, we got to talk about theater kids for you. What time is
it?
Yeah,
that's what I was...
No, wait, we're going to wait until... let's see, what time is it? Because, like, we're going to... We should start making segments, honestly.
Honestly, like, yeah, but honestly...
Okay, we're going to wait until, like, 25, because I want to make this a long episode.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But how do you feel, like, about, like, clowning? How people...
Guys, we're back. Chris was being not gonna say it, but Chris was being a something, right? What were you even gonna say? Okay, go back to what you're gonna say. Okay, but what were you gonna say?
What? I was gonna put the phone to my mouth and say, Rashad's being a straight Jew right now.
Bruh, okay, but what were you saying? Okay, yeah, we were talking about clowning. Okay, say the sentence again. You were like,
So I said something about like, okay. Do you find it, like, very, I don't want to say disrespectful, mm-hmm. but even though I said that, but it...
Sad. Messed
how
up.
How popular kids will make fun of the weird, quotation marks around the weird kids, because they're not unpopular, or the unpopular kids get clowned on because they're not popular. Because you know there's a hierarchy in the school for a fact, and some kids get treated better than others.
Okay. Certain kids that aren't weird, they don't get clowned. Because, like, I feel like there's this thing where it's like, if you're not doing nothing, you're not going to get harmed.
I know for a fact that's not, like, in
7th grade?
Yeah.
Yeah, because these 7th graders are crackheads. But, like, anyways. But, like, for 8th grade, I mean, I feel like we just straight clown people. Like, some people just don't be treating people like people. Like, a lot of people feel like they get respected. And I don't want to say anything because I'm trying to sound cringy.
Say everything because we need the content.
We do need the content. But we're not no content thieves. We need content. But like...
Why do you think we only have two people?
No, we only have two people because, like, speak, okay, little segment. I know we're jumping off topic. If you want to be a guest, I swear to God, you better confirm it. Or your ass is grass, dude.
No, like, it's I'm being serious. Like, someone like you, Mason Lupp.
Mason Lupp's good. He's just busy.
Whoever keeps saying they're going to come on and then cancels on the weekend, you're never coming on. We're never even going to get the chance because we need guests and we need to be able to confirm it.
Chris, stop being so righteous, my dude. Relax. We're all like kids. We're all kids.
Remember how we preached to those sixth graders?
Bro, we were basically trolling them at the most.
Yeah.
But, like, we were literally, me and Chris were at this one park, and we were just preaching. Yeah, we were out Oakley's, and we were just preaching, like Kanye preaching to these sixth graders how they dress.
Like a straight 60s black church preaching.
I know. But anyways, back to the clowning, guys. I don't feel like there is a hierarchy.
Really?
I mean, there pretty much is. Last year, I thought there was a complete hierarchy. There was a hierarchy.
There has to be.
Yeah. But, like, I feel like the hierarchy is just a lot more chill. Like,
you're not... I know for a fact not in 7th grade.
Yeah, because that's how I felt last year. In 6th grade, I used to think people had cults, my dude. When it came to certain kids, it felt like there was a cult going on. Because, like, things did not feel like right. Something was wrong.
It feels like, because I don't know if there are people that are listening to this. One of the many Masons, there's, like, mm-hmm. four or five Masons that are green. I forget his last name.
Not Dudash, Lagipe, or Lup, the other, I guess the fourth one.
The fourth one is a weirdo, not him.
So, it's one of them?
It's one of them, I forget.
And probably Dudash, not Gipe.
I think Dudash. But him and some other girl were talking about, we need to, something about, like, it's time. And they would talk about a certain person. I know, it's obviously me.
I know. But it's obviously you? Or it's a meme?
No, it's a meme about somebody else. Yeah. Like, it's time for them.
it's their time. We need to initiate them.
Yeah, some shit like that. But I definitely do feel like there's cult aura. Like,
there's
cult,
something cult going
energy,
on.
Cult energy. Because there's stuff that you popular kids know. There's stuff that are probably borderline illegal that somebody like me doesn't know. And Rasher, why are you smiling?
What are you talking about? I'm Garrett. Speaking of Garrett, why do such people like to rebrand themselves? I'm not liking this fakeness of it all. I don't like this rebranding some people are starting to do. I feel like people that used to get clown, they rebranded themselves in a way to not get clown, even though that's not their true selves. Do you ever feel that?
Some people have to. I definitely have. I had to rebrand.
But do you feel like your new rebranded self is yourself?
Somewhat, because I definitely feel like, because I'm definitely like, I'm poor, definitely, but like, so like the polo, I fucking love polo,
mm-hmm.
but I obviously also got it for the meme at the same time.
For the meme.
I got it because I love it, but also because I can do it as a meme.
Yeah, but it's a meme, that's true.
So like, you gotta almost understand, like, if you want to be somebody, like in this school, You have to. You almost have to be fake a little bit. Like, I can guarantee that one of the very top popular kids is fake. Like, it's not their true self. Because you have to put on a different face.
Nah.
Sometimes.
I feel like... actually, I really can't speak on it. Because I really... Like, I was about to say, I don't think so. But now, maybe I'm just... lying, I guess, to my...
Maybe you're lying to yourself.
Maybe I am, because if you think about
because
it...
Because you're one no, of
if
the
you
top.
Think, no, because... No, I'm not. But if you think...
Put it in the middle.
Okay, but if you think about it, maybe they've rebranded themselves to such a point, and they're viewed so highly, they can't possibly be fake. And the way they act, they make it seem like they're not fake. So I really cannot speak on
so
it,
so maybe
man.
It's like they've acted fake for so long, it's their true selves now.
I guess so. I'm not speaking on any of the bros, nothing like that. Maybe for some of the girls in our grade. That's a different different story.
The girls in our different grades,
oh
yo.
Oh my god.
I can't even.
Middletown girls be like. But like, still.
It's weird because you almost have to. So in this school.
Oh yeah, by the way, you guys are some sixth grade wash-ups. The person who I know, I literally have called you a sixth grade wash-up so many times. I'm about to go. You don't know. Well, you probably do know him, but you're such a sixth grade wash. No, I'm about to go on. I'm not saying their name yet.
Here.
But for okay, no. But for that sixth grade wash up that keeps leeching on to any friend group that will take them in, stop it. You're a garbage person, and nobody likes you.
Is it just one person?
Yes, and well, actually, well, it's a few people, but of those other people are to a lower state. Stop it.
Wait, keep going.
Okay, stop it. Like, it's messed up. Nobody likes you. You're a wash-up. Retiree.
Type who it is. Who it mainly is. Also, I feel like there's a lot of wash-ups in summer.
Like, you're a leech. You are a leech. Not Tyson leech, of course, but, like, a leech, like, the things you find in, like, the river, you know, the sucks to you. Shout out to man Tyson there.
Yo, can we talk about how...
You are a leech. Sixth grade wash-up.
She knows who this is. You,
You don't even know her.
Yes, I do.
You don't know her like that, though.
Harlem Globetrotter ball. You're a full Harlem Globetrotter ball.
Okay. But you are a leech. Disgrace. No. Just stop. Stop.
As Kanye once said, gossip.
Stop it. Stop it.
Stop it. Stop it. Gossip. Gossip. Just stop it.
Stop it. Like, stop it. You know who you are. Stop it.
As speaking of leeches, theater kids.
Are theater kids even leeches like that for the raps?
Sometimes they are. You can't lie. Like, somebody like a certain white kids.
Wait. Yo, I was the only black kid in theater this year.
No.
JT.
Aaliyah and JT.
They're light skins.
They're light skins.
No, they're light skins. Come on now. And JT's not even.
What would you classify?
No, JT's Puerto Rican. Like, he's Puerto Rican. He's not black.
Me and JT are Puerto Rican.
Yeah. And Aaliyah's...
I'm pure blood Hispanic.
No, and Aaliyah's Cuban and Puerto Rican.
I'm pure blood Hispanic, though.
Yeah.
I literally came from the island.
I came from the island of Haiti and Barbados. Barbados Slim. But, like, I was the only... You know, I'm gonna call myself
African-American.
I was the only African-American to, like, do theater this year. Shout out to the boy Seabass. Shout out to Seabass.
Who's that?
You don't know.
But
they'll understand. They'll understand.
Yo, that girl that claimed to that Rashad was a straight pedophile.
Bro,
you explain the story. Well, full names, please.
Full names? Actually, I'll explain the story, but... Okay. How am I
It involves a sixth grader.
Okay, a sixth grader and then another eighth grader. No names shall be dropped, my brother. No names shall be dropped.
The eighth grader should be called,
Call her...
Call her Y. Just Y.
No, just call her... Damn, what are any white girl names that are not
Brittany,
used in our
Brittany.
School? Yeah, Brittany. Call her Brittany. Okay.
And then the sixth grade girl was named,
Bridget. Okay. We're not going to talk about shout out at Bridget Henson.
Yo.
Okay. But anyways.
Okay.
So basically, I was like, I don't even know.
Brittany
was,
and.
Okay.
Brittany
Bridget.
And,
okay. Bridget is the sixth grade. Bridget is the one that claimed on my name, right?
So.
Okay.
Can I explain some of it?
Yeah.
Rashard and Brittany were doing a scene together.
Because we were like main roles.
Yeah. And Bridget. Said that Rasha was looking down Brittany's skirt.
Yeah, like, I...
Even though he wasn't for a fact, because I know Rashad ain't no perv.
I know, and, like, the person she was claiming I was looking at, what's her name? What the username is? Oh, Brittany. Bro, she's not even bad. No offense to that person. No
she
bullshit.
She probably knows who she is.
She doesn't listen to this podcast, honestly, but people probably know who she is. But, like, no offense to that person. Just... No, my type in any way. I'm sorry.
No, sorry. Not at all.
But, like, no. It goes both ways. I mean...
the sixth grader...
But the sixth grader was like, bro... I remember she said it with passion, too. Because I think it was...
No, because she... because she got it, like, an uproar at a second. Because the one practice we were doing, like...
No, it was...
Probably a week or two
was it
before...
Was it... I think it was... Yeah, it was lights.
Yeah,
no, okay, it was lights. And then it was all... Every single... every single group practice or what do they call it?
It was all of it.
Dress rehearsals. Every dress rehearsal and the lights at first.
Yeah. So a dress rehearsal, and it was they got done with the scene, and then all of a sudden I hear whispers about Rashad. I was like,
I know. And then really after we did the part of the play, the girl goes up to me. You. She what?
You pervert.
Yeah, she goes, you pervert. You were looking at Britney's girl. I was like, what? I was like, what? There's gum under this table. I honestly cannot. Wow. You guys are in college. Why would you put gum under this table?
I don't understand people who do that. There's a little trash can in here.
I know. Okay, but like
literally. Even if there wasn't, there's windows.
Literally, that makes no sense. But like. And like,
speaking of people who make no sense. Okay, no, wait, Christian retreats.
Okay. No, we're not going to talk about Christian retreats until we have Donna next week.
No, we have to talk about some of it, of what he told us. But
he didn't give us any stories yet.
Let's talk about how.
Wait, no. We have to stay in the way. I want to finish the story real quick.
There's more to it?
Yeah. Okay, and she was like, you're such a pervert. Then she kept telling everybody in theater I was like a pervert doing this thing.
I'm pretty sure Mr. Massey found out about it.
Nah, Mr. Massey didn't find out about it.
Because I remember two people were talking about it, and Mr. Massey was like right there.
Really? Was he like looking at them?
No, I don't think. But you know, like when you're listening to people, you can't look at them.
I'd be like... Yeah, visual jokes. Right, okay.
Don't do visual jokes on our podcast. We gotta wait until we got the studio.
Yeah, but like...
Soon we'll be having a studio. We'll be having our own apartment.
I know. But like, what's it called? So basically, she just told everybody in theater I was doing this. Mm-hmm. And like, I wasn't. Even the girl that claimed it, she didn't believe I did it anyways.
I don't think you would, honestly.
I wouldn't. There's no point. That's weird and disgusting. Who takes advantage of a spot like that?
Unless it's
like,
Alex.
Yo, we can't speak on his name. His parole officer might be listening. Bruh. But like...
Big man Alex.
Shout out to Big Man Alex. I have several videos of me and the bro Alex hanging out together at Jaycion's crib.
Before this stuff went down. And you know who you are because you accused him, even though he's an innocent man.
Oh, Alex? Oh, did we talk about on any episode yet?
I don't believe so. So, is he an innocent man, for one? Let's start out with that.
We can't do that yet until we finish all the theater stuff. I know we want to. Yeah, we all literally. Okay, so basically, she told everybody in theater this, and like the girl that she was claiming I was looking at her, she confronted me the one day and was like, mm-hmm. "Dude, I don't think you're doing that." And I was like, "I know, it's crazy, it's funny."
I remember. So let's talk about me and Rashad's friendship. It all started in theater.
Yeah. Okay. First, it started in the summer with me.
Because we didn't talk to each other that much.
I know. We just like met each other a few times, but he never hit me up to like
carry outside. Wait, pause the podcast.
No. Why? What are you doing?
Yes, Dono.
Yo, Donna's literally calling us on the podcast. Wait, put him on. Wait, put him on speaker so we can hear him.
You're on your way back.
Yeah.
Walk to Penn State. Walk to Penn State.
Well, you're on the podcast.
Yeah, walk to Penn
State. Say hello to the helicopter crash. Yo, Donna. You're literally on the podcast.
Yeah, come
right
to Penn
now.
State. We're having a long
come
ass
to podcast.
Episode.
We're having a long ass episode today.
Can y'all do me a favor? You and Matt, and wait for me to get home.
Well, how close are you to
where
home?
Where are you?
We're on the highway to Harrisburg, Island.
Okay.
You know what? Why don't we just record two episodes?
Yeah, we can record two. Call us when you're basically about to be here. All right.
Okay, yeah,
because
when we go, we're going to stop at the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll call out when we get to the church,
because
that's not
really
our access today.
Okay.
Okay, so
we
save the Alex topics for the next episode with Dono, I
guess. Yeah, basically.
Yeah, because Dono knows him more, too.
Dono, do we talk about the Christian retreat?
What?
Never mind, I got to go.
That was our other host, Dono King.
Dono King, Puffy the Popper.
Yeah.
So, can we talk about... No, I really want to talk about Alex right now.
No, we have to wait till Dono.
What was your first... What would I say? High tier, high end, hype beast, clothing. piece? Like, what was your first thing? Something like a Polo or a Yeezy.
Nah, Polo doesn't count. Polo doesn't count.
Something high end. Like, what was your first high end?
What do you consider high end?
Something like a Polo or a Guess or possibly like a
Guess is no Guess is too mainstream now because Guess is like $20 for a T-shirt.
That's true, but still.
And you can get it at Foot Locker, so it's really nothing.
Something high end, something you would
now. Like,
This jacket for $120, yeah. And this only has it's a good jacket, but it only has the Polo logo really small on the left. So something like that.
Yeah. Okay. I've always wanted to tell this story for a long time. It's one of my favorite stories. Mm-hmm. And it's a good story. Okay. So my goofy ass in 7th grade.
Did you just say groupie?
I said goofy ass. Oh. In 7th grade. It was like May. It was hot outside, right?
Mm-hmm.
My dumb ass going to Hoffer with these two girls. And I'm wearing Uggs, of course. I'm wearing Uggs. Because Uggs were like my favorite sneakers. And, like, they were low-key... what?
Kobe Bryant just died in a helicopter crash.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Don't make it so fucking serious.
Nuh-uh.
No, I can't.
Nuh-uh. What?
Yes, Kobe Bryant.
What?
Alive.
No. Not that long ago. Yo, hold on.
No.
Yo, okay, before we get... Okay, we have to tell the story later.
We gotta mourn.
Oh, my God. What? During the helicopter crash? Yo, put Donald on speaker like right here.
No, this can't be happening. Oh my God. Kobe.
Donald. Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash. We're not even joking.
Check on Twitter.
Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash.
Come on, tell Donald.
Oh, that's Alexis.
Oh, Kobe Bryant literally died in a helicopter crash.
What?
Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash.
While we're filming the helicopter crash podcast.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, Google right now. You can Google
it. Go on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
Yes, take a moment of silence for Kobe Bryant, one of the kings of the NBA. What were you even talking about? No, yeah. My God. That just ruined the whole vibe.
No, it didn't ruin the vibe. This is what makes a podcast a true podcast. I was about to tell a story. I remember the story.
Please tell the story while we mourned Kobe Bryant.
No, because it threw off the vibe.
No, please just tell the story.
How do you feel? No, we got to talk about Kobe Bryant. It's like Mom's Basement when literally they were recording it with little Xan and X-Tray died. Like, bruh.
Is this real?
Chris, watch it not be. Chris literally showed me one tweet, and I'm pretty sure I believe him because it looked real as fuck.
But TMZ is usually correct.
Was it from a person from TMZ? But wasn't there a TMZ?
TMZ is reporting basketball legend Kobe Bryant was killed in a helicopter crash.
In Calabasas?
Mm-hmm. But the TMZ website saying it is having technical difficulties.
But what if it got hacked by, what's it called, R Lizard? The one hacking group that shut down, like, PlayStation? Chris, I swear, if you really convince me that Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash...
No, because this dude, like, he's, like, he has, like...
I don't know. I can't trust some of the things you show me, Chris. You can at least admit to this that you believe in too many tweets sometimes.
Sometimes.
Exactly.
But it's on Fox News now.
Wait, no, it's not.
Fox 8.
Kobe Bryant dies in... Oh, my God. Bruh.
What? Yes.
When was the last time we had a basketball player die? Michael Jordan's still alive. Like, bruh.
Michael Jordan... Who has his teammate, Dennis Rodman, actively going to North Korea.
Bruh, like, literally, how are we... This is ridiculous, bruh. I don't even watch basketball like that.
Yo, I do, though.
But, like, Kobe Bryant, because you be playing 2K and shit, even though 2K's boring as hell.
I used to. Let's talk about how boring the 2K...
We're not talking about 2K, because I can't... Okay.
What was the story? Okay, keep going.
Okay. We're going to tell a story. It's like May, and I'm wearing Uggs, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's May. Wearing Uggs, because they were my favorite shoes. Uggs were my favorite shoes. They were my first night shoes. I'm not saying they were my first, what's called high-end shoes, but they were my
first. What was your first shoes. High-end shoe?
Well, the story's going to explain what happened.
Okay.
And so basically, I went to Hawford Park with these two girls, and I saw
my... What, two girls?
It doesn't matter.
No, it does.
No, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. And, like, we were just chilling there. And I, like, saw somebody I knew at the basketball court. It was my friend Bland. I know Bland. 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 You don't know him. Bland.
Seventh grade.
No, seventh graders know who Bland is. You're just out of the loop.
I am.
Yeah. Okay, but I saw Bland, right? I was saying hi to Bland and shit. And I was wearing Uggs. And they were flaming me for, like, I didn't care that they were flaming me. They were, like, flaming me because it was hot outside and I was wearing Uggs.
I mean, Uggs are good shoes.
Then the Bland's cousin Manny, right? And I was talking together, and then Manny was flaming me for the Uggs, and then me being a seventh
Wait,
grader.
Wait, Manny, what?
You don't know him, Chris.
No,
because
there was a kid in my grade.
No, he's in ninth grade. He's in ninth grade. He's on the basketball team. All right. But like, anyways, Manny, he was flaming me for my Uggs too, right? And so like, I remember they were there with like these two other girls, no names. But, like...
No names?
No, I know them. Shut up, Chris. My God. It's so annoying. I'm trying to tell a story. And the Manny started flaming me for my Uggs, right? And then I said something about, like, Manny's... I said something fucked up. But, like, nothing like family and shit. But, like, something about his ex-girl or something like that. Something like that. And then, like, Manny started flaming me about my shoe game. He was like, how many designer shoes you own? None. How many Pharrell Williams you own? None. How many Yeezys you own? None. How many shoes by Kanye you own? None. Get out of my face, you bitch ass nigga. He said some shit like that. I was like, damn. And like, I didn't care, but I was like, damn, I low-key gotta get my shoe game up. And you know what I did? Literally, like, 2 weeks after that, I bought a pair of Michigan 12s, a pair of Steve Arrington Air Force One Earth Day exclusives. I bought Yeezys. I bought Pharrells. I can only blame Manny for, like, me wanting to be a sneakerhead. And now I'm a sneakerhead. And now I, like, buy sneakers like that. And then I bought Balenciagas recently, like, a few months ago.
And those that's crazy. Pharrell Williams do hit hard that you wear.
Yeah. They hit hard in the summer. But, like, if you saw them in the summer, you would think they're a lot more fire.
Okay,
but, like,
if you know me, I know this. But if you seriously, like, know me. But every day, I rock the same stuff. Black box hoodie. Some sweatpants. And the same black slip-on Vans.
Mm-hmm. Slip-on. He just slapped the Vans on the table for nobody that knows.
And they're hella dirty.
Yeah. Say, I do. I like he started doing that with the Pharrells because they're so comfortable.
These are comfortable too, but I also got to step my shoe game up. I'm starting to now care about my appearance.
You're starting to now care about your appearance? In 6th and low-key 7th grade, I did not care about my appearance. I thought I was a cool-ass motherfucker in 7th grade. Wearing Adidas tracksuits.
But now I'm starting to care. I got this polo, and I carefully picked it out. Mm-hmm. Like, I could have gotten a poofy one, but nobody would have... I'm not going to wear that shit in the summer. Mm-hmm. This, I'm going to wear it in the summer. I need a... Like, okay. Well, fashion. There's three principles I always run by. Is it comfortable? Can I wear it any time of the year? Mm-hmm. Unless it's something to do with winter. Mm-hmm. And does it look good?
Does it look good? Yeah, it's true.
And if it checks out all three, like this did, then I get it.
Yeah, speaking of fashion, shouts out to all the people, some people in my grade that are so mad that I dress so well. I can't even tell.
Who's mad?
Huh?
Who's mad?
No, nobody's mad. This is, like, I don't want to say I dress so well, but, like, I think I dress pretty fine, pretty good, I guess.
Well, what do you have but, on like, today? Some people, what like, do you have on today?
I just have on a few sweaters, a hoodie, cap, and some jeans.
Wait, you cap?
I'm never capping. I never cap. But, like, I remember some people say that, like, I dress too well, that I'm gay. And some of it, I'm not going to cap. Some of my skinny jeans do be running a little bit skinny.
I don't know if I told this on the podcast, but my cousin, she's on your bus. She lives in Pineford.
Mm-hmm.
She's always, like, talking to me, being like, why is your friend gay?
Wait, what does she look like?
I don't know how to describe her.
Is she black?
No.
Is she white?
Yeah.
In what grade?
6th. I only talk to 6th graders if they're part of my family. I don't talk to any other.
Why? Okay, what? Wait. What, like, what, okay. What is her name?
Kalia. I'm not to put you out there.
Do you have a picture of her?
Through Facebook, but that's really it.
That girl?
Is she annoying?
No, the sixth graders on my bus are annoying.
Is she annoying?
I don't even talk to her. I don't even talk to any of the people on my bus. Like, I just stay on my phone.
But you don't talk to Alfred?
No, I don't talk to Alfred. I used to be just, I'm chill with Alfred. I just don't be talking to him like that. I met Alfred last year when I got, like, an assigned seat at a 6th grade table. At 6 p.m.
People
lunch.
Keep talking about that. I'm like, yo,
That's how I low-key got some of the 7th grade roots to some, that's mm-hmm. how I met Kyle. That's literally how I met Kyle. Yes.
I was not popular then. Mm. What? Yo, did you hear they made a Vine too?
Huh?
They made a Vine too. It released yesterday. It's called Bite.
Bite. Yeah, it might be Vine. I mean, Vine's not even looking. Vine's just TikTok now, basically.
Basically.
So nobody's really gonna buy into a Vine too.
I mean, they might.
Nah, they won't.
You never know.
Yeah.
People said that with Musical.ly.
Okay, but like. Now back to theater stories, because I know we weren't just gonna talk about that one time. There's a lot of things, like
so. I want to talk about how we met through theater.
Okay, yeah. Okay, Chris, you go first and break down the story.
We basically met through a mutual friend, Puffy the Puff.
Yeah, Puffy the Puff.
So I want to explain how I met him. I was with Mason, Anthony, Chance, and some girls,
mm-hmm.
and we were at Hoffer, and guess who I seen playing basketball?
Who?
Donnell.
That's how I first saw Donnell too. Yeah. He was at Hoffer playing basketball with my bro Steven. Cause uh-huh. I was with Steven the one day
yeah.
and his cousin Dax or whatever. And that was like the first day I met Dax too. And Steven was like, come on to Hoffer. I'm gonna be balling out with my cousin Dax. He came down here from like some certain place in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. But he came down here for like a week, right? And like that was this and Steven stayed there and I was with these two girls, Chloe and Ebony. And what was it called? And then Steven was walking. Then later on, me and Ebony came back to Hoffer, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, me, Ebony, and Chloe came back to Hoffer. And, like, Steven was walking out of the courts because everybody left. And you know who he was with?
Hmm.
Puffy the Popper.
No, because Mason started talking to him. Mm-hmm. And then I started talking to him. And then we left because...
Wait, you were friends with Mason before you were friends with Donnell?
No, I was friends with Anthony. And Anthony was friends with Mason.
Why?
Or was it Chance? I forget.
Why? So you weren't friends with Mason. Are you telling me that? Are you, Chris, just admit it if you were friends with Mason.
We were.
Exactly. Like, Chris, come on now.
But that was before all this stuff happened. Like, you stole our idea.
He didn't steal our idea. No, stealing our idea is being more successful with our idea than we were.
That's true.
But
also, and then, I remember the one day it was me... Donnell and somebody else, I forget. And then he sees you, and then you guys start messing around. And then, yo, you know Steven?
You know Steven?
Yeah, he knocked on some random person's door.
We're the fucking police. He started banging like crazy. We're the fucking
police. And then
police.
He started running. He got banging.
That was the first time I saw Donnell run.
That was his last.
Yeah. No, the last time was in Penn State when he ran for those girls. Yeah, but like, and then the next time I saw you guys, the next time I probably saw Chris
was at theater. Definitely. And then I started talking to you because I recognized you.
Yeah, Chris was like the only person I messed with during theater. He was the only person I was chill with during theater. I mean, I was chill with like JT and all them. But I didn't put in that energy to hang out with them too much. Like, they're too high energy, some of their jokes are really not funny. Like,
that's true. Some of my jokes aren't even that funny.
I know, but like, it's better than...
JT, sorry if you're listening to this.
Yeah, sorry, JT. JT's probably going to be on our podcast soon, honestly.
Hopefully. But still, like, I always like to think of this, like, why hang out with me instead of someone else? Because...
What?
Hmm?
What, for, like, theater?
No, like, during theater. Because I remember, at the start of the theater, I was annoying. I was so fucking annoying.
What, to like who?
No, I was just annoying in general. And then I was
talking about the Sips.
Yo, I remember just...
For two major practices straight on Fridays, we would just be like, look at these Sips. Look at these Sips.
No, I remember for one day straight, all we said was imagine.
Imagine the Sips. Imagine
and
being
then
a
one
Sip.
Day we were talking about the Sips, and then JT had Stick Up Her Ass's Girl first kiss.
Bro, they don't know who Stick Up Her Ass Girl is. Oh, well, they do, but we don't call her Stick Up Her Ass Girl.
Lorelai.
Oh, why are you dropping names? You're dumb. Okay, well, since we're dropping names now.
JT kissed Lorelai.
Yeah.
They did tongue.
They didn't do tongue. Chris, stop saying things that's going to get our podcast in trouble, even though some things are true. But that was her first kiss. I'll say that.
She said it.
Like, bro, we were there. But, like, we're not going to talk about it. Irrelevant. I'm joking. They're not.
Irrelevant. Like some rice gum shit.
Lorelai is irrelevant.
Yo, so.
But like, theater kids were crazy, man.
They were.
I did two things for the Sims and meeting new people that I don't talk to, because I felt like, you know what, these are some decent these are some new experiences people I'd like to meet.
Because it's during sixth grade and entering seventh, I still messed with the nerds, weirdos, like people. Like,
so basically theater kids.
And then I met you.
Yeah.
And then you don't know what happened. I stopped messing with them.
Chris, you know what they always say?
Hmm.
You become, you know what you become when you grow up? You become your four closest friends.
So basically, Puppy the Popper, Rashad Abraham, and the Afri Khan, that kills the lion.
Oh my God.
Wait, no, I don't mean that. Okay, so Rashad's parents will listen.
Yeah. Yo, shout out to my dad that is listening to our podcast. He barely even listened to it. He listened to like 5 minutes of the first episode.
And then he called us unintelligent.
He didn't even know. He said we sounded unintelligent. I literally finished the sentence for him. He was like, you know, if you use curse words, you know what you sound like? I was like, what, you sound stupid? And he was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, you're right.
Bro. Yo, I want to talk about a Boston story.
No, we got to finish the theater kids, because there's too many stories.
Okay, which one do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about one of the opening nights?
Huh?
You want to talk about one of the opening nights?
Yeah, let's talk about the opening nights.
Which one?
Best one.
I feel like the best one was the last two.
Or the first one.
Yeah, the first one was scary but fun.
Yeah, scary but fun.
Yo, I didn't even get to see yours.
I know, but mine did hit different. I think there are videos of, like, the whole play together.
Hopefully.
Chris, why did you... Like, they didn't even give you an outfit, Chris. Literally, it was so funny.
Every day I wore the box hoodie, and said, that's okay.
And then, like, the box hoodie became not even a box logo anymore.
No, it didn't.
It became just literally just a black hoodie without any strings.
And they said, just wear black pants and some black shoes, which I wear every day.
I know.
And
literally, Chris is dressed as Chris for the... Like, he didn't have any props in his hand or anything. Mm-mm. Like, he literally... Like,
dressed as myself.
Like, it's like if Chris was in the audience and he just stood up and just walked on stage, literally no difference would have changed.
Yeah, because and then Mr. Ed was like, they picked the sketchy part for you. No, he said something, I forget his exact words, but he basically called me sketchy.
Basically, shout out to Mr. Ed.
I
didn't even have him last year. I had Mr. Little.
Really?
Yeah, I had Mr. Little. I never had Mr. Ed. What's so funny, Chris?
No, Asad.
What?
For listening to this.
Asad. Bruh.
Yo.
Asad changed his hair, right? He changed his hair to like dreads.
Yeah, we call him Snoop Dogg now.
The dude, Snoop Dogg be wearing them dad sunglasses. Like, he'd be wearing the dad sunglasses.
He wears them too, it's not even funny. I'm about to just have him join the rap group just for him to say Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dibby Dogg, little Drizzy. I'm about to ruin you.
Do we end it?
Nah. Because we got to finish the theater topic.
Okay, what do you feel about theater? Like,
I feel
seriously.
Like the theater kids, theater was fun. Shout out to anybody that's thinking about doing theater. You should do it. It's really fun. I really thought it was about to be a sip moment, but, like, it was actually
fun. Chorus. We talk about that day in chorus.
Okay. I'm not bagging chorus in any way.
Me and Rashad.
I'm not bagging it in any way.
No, because we recently had to take the yearbook photos for for Goblins and Ghouls.
And usually I don't go to the normal chorus practice. I usually would just do county chorus and not go to the normal chorus because I wasn't a normal chorus type of guy.
And then we went. Do you know who we stood by? Casey.
He's listening to this.
What's his name? Tony D.
He listens to this indeed too. Okay, yeah.
And then another kid.
Chris has a problem with these people, but I felt completely comfortable. I literally felt so uncomfortable. I just started gaining rage, and there wasn't even like
Marco.
Marco was just being a dumbass.
Marco was being Marco.
Is Donnell coming? Yo, Donnell's probably coming right now. He probably watching me coming. Yeah, but like.
No, he kept sticking his tongue out.
I know, yeah. And like kept turning around and sticking his tongue out. Then he's putting his wet hair on me. Like, so nasty.
And then, I can't even be. Michael. I'm not even trying to be disrespectful.
I know who you're talking about.
It smelled straight like gory. Feet in bad chips.
I know.
You ever like open a chip bag and it just smells like straight garbage. That's what
it's like.
And then very bad feet.
I know. Like literally when feet smell so bad, they smell exactly like corn chips, like the term corn chip feet. But like when the feet smell so bad like corn chips and it smells exactly like how it smells like if you open corn chips, it's just disgusting. Like I can't stand people that are like, "You know what? If you can stand the smell of corn chips, you shouldn't have a problem with my feet." But like it's different because I know what's coming from your feet.
Yeah, I'm about to put on the polo.
He's really standing up to put on the polo. But, like, chorus kids are, like, theater kids if you threw, like, 20 more.
No, types. If you threw 20 more kids in that are also autistic. No offense to autistic people. I'm just saying.
Yeah, how are you going to insult them like that? They're not as close as bad as chorus kids.
That's so true.
Yeah, but shout out to Miss Logar who's listening to this. What?
I forgot.
Yo. I don't even think she listened to it. She's supposed to listen to it. Miss Logar, if you listen to this, good job.
No, go up to me and yourself and just say, "I listened to the podcast." No, we're writing music in a class right now.
What? You guys are? Nah.
Mm-hmm. We're writing music.
I did my project in their class. We were just doing a project.
What do you guys do?
We just pick an artist from a certain genre. And you know what genre I got?
What?
Not musical theater. I got film music. So
just
anything.
Just do Zimmerman.
No, I chose Danny Elfman because someone already chose, what's his name?
Zimmerman?
No, the guy who made Star Wars and all that.
Yeah, Zimmerman.
That's not Zimmerman. Is it Zimmerman? Oh, fuck. No, it's not Zimmerman.
I swear to God it is.
Sure, it's definitely not.
Okay.
It's like, no, his name's like John something. Not John Zimmerman, it's like John...
I feel like this would be an appropriate time to just end the podcast.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. We're doing back-to-back episodes.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Well, # low-key theater kids coming back part two, talking about that.
Thank you guys for listening today. This was your host.
40 minutes, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Okay. We're going to have like a 50-minute episode.
Yeah, but shout out... You know, shout out Theater Kids, shout out everybody, y'all good people, and stop bullying Tony. He's a good person. Oh yeah, respect to Kobe Bryant, died.
Who probably died?
No, he did die. Like I think it's proof in the pudding now. Shout out to Kobe Bryant, he died in a helicopter crash during the helicopter crash podcast. You've been listening to the Kobe. No. You've been listening to the. Kobe died in a helicopter crash during the helicopter crash.